This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Marine biologists trying to save the world's most endangered marine mammal could end up wiping out the remaining 60, yes, 60 animals left in the ocean.
Nobody has ever tried to catch a vaquita before or hold it in captivity. It's a very delicate, delicately poised operation, high risk.
The vaquita is a small porpoise, and its home is the Gulf of California, and it's really cute.
The animals are about 4 or 5 feet long. They're gray. They're very shy. They don't like to approach boats or people. They have very dark lips and eyes, so it looks like they're wearing lipstick and eye makeup. They're really pretty little animals.
That's marine biologist Andy Reid from Duke University, and he told me that the vaquita population has all but disappeared as a result of illegal fishing. The vaquitas get trapped in nets.
The only way that we can see forward to prevent the extinction of the species in the near term is to try and catch some of these little porpoises and put them into a temporary sanctuary. The part that is between the rock and the hard place is the fact that nobody has ever tried to catch a vaquita before or hold it in captivity. So everything that we're assuming that we can do or we hope to do is really based on inference with other species of porpoises, and we're hoping that the vaquitas will react in the same way that they do. But it's a risky undertaking. We might injure or potentially even kill an animal when we're trying to capture it, and that would be a disaster because we think that there are less than 60 animals left in the world. So,
did you say 60? Six zero?
60. So it's one of the most imperiled, one of the most endangered mammals. It's the most endangered marine mammal. Just for contrast, there are more than 1,600 tigers left in the wild, and only 60 of these little animals, fewer than 60. There were 60 in November last year, and we think that some have died since then.
What are the efforts underway to try to save the vaquita? Give us some details.
Right. So the government of Mexico has invested more than $70 million in attempts to try and prevent the extinction of this porpoise, which resides only in Mexican waters. Those include the establishment, initially the establishment of a refuge in which no fishing was allowed, and then a larger ban on the use of gill nets. These are the static kind of walls of net that are used to catch shrimp and fish. So the government of Mexico eliminated the use of gill nets for a period of 2 years in the entire range of the species. In addition to that, there are patrols that are being undertaken by the Mexican Navy and financial assistance programs for fishermen who and their families whose livelihoods have been disrupted by the ban on the use of gill nets.
And I've read that military dolphins might also help in these efforts.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the crazy part of the story. Because these animals are so hard to find, so hard to see, and because there are so few of them now, the Secretary of the Mexican Navy asked the Secretary of the U.S. Navy whether it would be possible to use some of the dolphins that the U.S. Navy uses in its operations to help find the vaquita. And the U.S. Navy has trained several of its dolphins, to find harbor porpoises, which is a similar species, a closely related species, and actually has conducted some field trials to determine that their dolphins will be able to help us find vaquitas to try and capture them and put them into a temporary sanctuary.
And then I guess the goal is to let them be there, breed, and then, once the numbers are better, put them back out?
The initial goal is to determine whether or not we can capture the animals. So first of all, we'll see whether we can catch them. And then we'll take a stepwise approach through the other conservation steps. So can we hold them in captivity? Will they thrive? Will they feed and survive in captivity? And then if they do that, can we get them to reproduce in captivity? And then so on. But the initial intent is to capture some animals and put them into a safe place so we don't lose all of the animals, so we don't lose the entire species. The longer term goal, if these intermediate goals are met, if we're successful, would be to establish a breeding population, but that's way down the road.
Do you get nervous thinking about these efforts underway and think, ooh, maybe we'll make things worse, or, you know, maybe it won't work out as we had planned?
Well, I think anybody who sits between a rock and a hard place thinks about those things. I do think if we don't try to do something like this, we'll lose the species. So whatever nerves I have are kind of offset by excitement about trying to do something. I think doing nothing will only lead to one outcome. So the fact that we're trying and we have such support from a variety of organizations and individuals makes me feel hopeful that we'll try our best and do our best.
Andy, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Duke University marine biologist Andy Reid, he says the effort to capture and hopefully save the vaquita will get underway sometime this year.